Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Today we will consider the flowers of the field. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6 at verse 28, the Lord Jesus says, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these." I'd like to use today's devotional to address an article that I found on the internet entitled "A Plant with Smarts." It's written by Susan Orlin, and the article begins, it's talking about an orchid, and of course an orchid is not a lily, but the orchid family, she says, and I'm quoting her, "The orchid family could have died out like dinosaurs if insects had chosen to feed on simpler plants and not on orchids. The orchids wouldn't have been pollinated, and without pollination they would never have grown seeds." Skipping down, "Eventually orchids would have been pushed to the margin of evolution and disappeared. Instead, orchids have multiplied and diversified and become the biggest flowering plant family on Earth because each orchid species has made itself irresistible." Now, I'm accentuating or emphasizing certain words. We'll come back and talk about those in a moment. "Many species look so much alike, their favorite insects, that the insect mistakes them for kin, and when it lands on the flower to visit, pollen sticks to its body. When the insect repeats the mistake on another orchid, the pollen from the first flower gets deposited on the stigma of the second. In other words, the orchid gets fertilized because it's smarter than the bug. Another orchid species imitates the shape of something that a pollinating insect likes to kill. Botanists call this pseudo-antagonism. Other species look like the mate of their pollinator, so the bug tries to mate with one orchid and then another, and spreads pollen from flower to flower each hopeless time. Another orchid secretes nectar that attracts the animal. As the insect licks the nectar, they are slowly lured into a narrow tube inside the orchid until its head, near their heads, are directly beneath the crest of the flower's rostylum, an extension of the stigma, the part of the flower on which pollen germinates. When the insect raises its head, the crest shoots out little darts of pollen that are instantly and firmly cemented to the insect's eyeballs and then fall off the moment the insect puts its head into another orchid plant. Some orchids have straight-ahead good looks, but have deceptive and seductive odors. These orchids that smell like there are orchids that smell like rotting meat, which insects happen to like. Another orchid smells like chocolate. Another smells like an angel food cake. Several mimic the scent of other flowers that are more popular with insects than they are. Some release perfumes only at night to attract nocturnal moths. Now, another quote, "No one knows whether orchids evolved to complement the insects, or whether the orchids evolved first, or whether somehow these two life forms evolved simultaneously, which might explain how totally different living things came to depend on each other. The harmony between an orchid and its pollinator is so perfect that it is kind of eerie." And closing from the article, "If all this makes orchids seem smart, well, they do seem smart. There is something clever and unplant-like about the determination to survive and their knack for useful deception and their genius for seducing human beings for hundreds and hundreds of years." Well, I found this an interesting article, looking at the orchid, but I also thought of the statement that was made that the harmony between an orchid and its pollinator is so perfect that it is kind of eerie. And trying to figure out which evolved first and which was made first. No, not made. They don't use that term. They say evolved. And I thought of the fact that our God made this flower. He made it beautiful. He made it the way he made it. It has his fingerprint on it by the way that it is able to attract the insect and by the way that it is able to pollinate, to see that it's pollinated year after year. This is the God that cares for you. This is the God whose hand is ruling and governing in the affairs of men. Now, there are many orchids that grow on rocks and in trees, and our eyes will never see them. But they are there because God made them, and he made them beautiful, and they do what the Lord intends for them to do. Now, he has taken care to see that every minute detail is in place, that these little flowers continue to reproduce, continue to bloom beautifully as they do, because God is God. We ought to be greatly encouraged to know that the Lord takes care of a little flower like that, and you are of much more value than many flowers. You are made in the image of God. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.